Chapter 2 Slash and Pecos entered the Dutchman's saloon in the nick of time, for even though it was only 9 o'clock, the big, blonde, long-limbed, and bony Scandinavian had written off any further business this stormy night and was about to blow the lamps out and head upstairs to his living quarters. He was all smiles to see some company and badly needed business, however, for it had been a quiet several days. After giving the two freighters the key to a room they would share upstairs, where he had 5 to rent, he hustled back into the kitchen to stoke his stove and fry up a couple of big T-bones and a cast-iron skillet of his signature potatoes, which he cultivated himself in an irrigated garden behind the saloon. Slash and Pecos chose a table close to the fully stoked and pleasantly ticking potbelly stove, draped their rain slickers over their chair backs, and sat down to nurse the 2 frothy dark ales the Dutchman had drawn for them.
"Ah, shelter from the storm,"
Pecos intoned, lifting his mug to suck some of the froth from the rim of his mug.
"Nice quiet one. Just how I like it," Slash said. "The older I get, partner, the more peace and quiet I like. Lesson, of course, I'm snuggled under the bed covers with that good-looking gal of mine. Then forget the peace and the quiet."
"Sure, sure, rub it in,"
Pecos groused before taking another sip from his dimpled schooner.
"Sorry about that,"
Slash said with mock chagrin.
"No, you're not."
"No, you're right. I'm not,"
Slash said and chuckled. He loved nothing more than to torment his partner out of sheer deviltry. He sank back in his chair, enjoying the heat emanating from the stove and soaking deep into his cold bones, loosening the age-tender muscles. Now that he was inside and out of it, sitting by a warm fire, he even enjoyed listening to the drumming and whooshing of the storm, the dribbling of the rain down the sashed windows, and watching the intermittent flashes of the lightning. Peace and quiet at last. Good beer, even better food on the way, and a couple of warm beds waiting for him and Pecos upstairs. "Yes, sir," Slash remarked silently to himself. "You just can't beat it." Presently, the drumming of horses rose from the street, as did the shouting of several men. Neither Slash nor Pecos could make out what the men were saying, but the newcomers' tones told them they were pleasantly surprised to have found a still open sanctuary in this otherwise boarded up, cold and uninviting ghost town.
"There goes our peace and quiet," Slash said before taking another sip of his beer.
"Oh well," Pecos said, hauling out his makings to roll a quirly. "The Dutchman will be pleased as punch for the business."
"I reckon."
When the Dutchman brought 2 smoking and loudly sputtering platters out from the kitchen, and Pecos informed him of the added business he was likely to get when the newcomers had stabled their mounts, the big, blonde, red-faced man rubbed his big, fleshy paws together greedily.
"Yeah, 'tis a good night after all."
He clapped his hands together as he ambled around behind the big mahogany bar with an ornate back bar complete with leaded glass mirror.
"Yeah, yeah, now we're talking."
He rubbed his big hands on his apron and adjusted a couple of the glasses arranged in a pyramid on the bar before him. Meanwhile, Slash and Pecos tucked cloth napkins into their shirt collars and hunkered over their platters, eating hungrily. They were both a little over halfway through their steaks and potatoes when shouting sounded from outside again, men exclaiming in jovial tones, as though in celebration. A woman's cry was added to the din. Then another. Slash and Pecos looked up from their meals and exchanged curious frowns. The Dutchman said, waiting behind the bar, and now frowning toward the door as well. Boots thumped on the stoop.
"Last one inside's a rotten egg,"
a man shouted just outside the door. The door opened abruptly, fairly flying open, as a man entered with a young woman draped over his right shoulder. She wore a sodden dark blue dress, which clung to her legs like a second skin. She was kicking those legs desperately, struggling inside the grasp of the man who carried her on.